Welcome back to another episode of Tap In with Ty and Jeannie. In this episode, Jeannie explains what orbs are and how they relate to the metaphysical, and how they show up in our everyday life and how we can see them and translate them into figures or into actual outlines of people or our ancestors, angels, fairies, those who have crossed over and communicating with the other side. So listen now as Jeannie explains orbs.
Hey everybody, this is Jeannie from Tap In with Ty and Jeannie. I am actually at the park. I've been very busy moving stuff around, so I am here with some people and needed to get this done because I keep putting it off. So a lot of people ask me about orbs, and some people think that they're demonic. Other people think that they are pieces of fuzz, or that they're a bug flying past your camera. And so I have been doing this for years with my clients. We've just used our phone. Technology has gotten so good, especially with the iPhone, that you're able to tape an orb in your own house at any time and freeze it. You know, just take a picture when you get to, you know, whenever you see the orb. And then enlarge it, and you can actually see people's faces or the structures of who it is that's actually visiting you. So with the permission of some of the people, I took their tapes and their pictures, and I am going to put them on right after this intro. And what I want you to know is that all we did was use... So some people have cameras where they keep track of their animals during the day. So the first person that I have it's a video so that you can see how many orbs sometimes show up. This person was just meditating, and she went back to check something about her animals, and she saw all these orbs and sent me the video. We did end up finding a few things on that video. One of them I used as the first example. But what I want you to know is that sometimes, so our planes are different, right? From one side to the other. So people think that a spirit is going to come through, you know, standing straight up and down and just walk over to you or whatever. And that's not really the case. Not always. Sometimes it is. But sometimes you have to actually flip the camera. Flip the picture, or and you'll have to actually go in closer to see who's there or what's there. Sometimes it is just a piece of lint or something, or metal, you know, light, you know, shining off of metal. But I have found that a lot of times it's not. And if you want to do this, all you need to do is take your phone, your regular cell phone, point it toward a wall in your house that's not totally white. So if you have a bookcase there, or if you have pictures hung on the wall, that's fine. The only reason you don't want a white wall is because orbs are hard to see in front of white walls. You can see them, but they're a little more difficult, especially if you're trying to hone in on what they are. So you take a video for literally a minute up to 3 minutes. You don't have to do it very long. You won't usually see it in with your naked eye, but in the camera, you'll see it. You'll even as you're taping it, you'll see orbs pass by. I was a medium for a long time, and it took me 4 days before I started seeing orbs. I invited them in. I said, you know, you're welcome to come visit me. I invite you in. I want to see who you are. And it took 4 days. But now since then, it's sometimes it looks like it's snowing. It's crazy. But this is the first video. I'll probably have follow-up videos with different orbs, but I wanted to give you an idea of what it looked like. I tend to do it at 9 o'clock at night, not because that's like bewitching hour or anything. It's just, it's dark, it's quiet. I've done it in all different rooms in my house. I have done it outside. Outside, I tend to think is easier to write off as a bug or something. So, unless I can see a really clear orb or a really clear picture, I don't even bother sharing it with anybody. But if you get a chance, do it, take the video. And then what you do is you look at the video as you're going back. You know, at the bottom of the video, there'll be each frame. So what I do is I move it with my finger slowly, one frame at a time, until I see a specific type of like a an orb that's clear, or I mean it's mostly white, right? In motion, and then I enlarge it. I actually take a picture of that, and then I enlarge it. And sometimes you can see right away. Some of the ones that I'm showing you, you'll see right away. Others of them, I had to, or I needed to, mess with the contrast or the brightness, but I didn't mess with anything else because I didn't want it to distort the picture. But it worked out very well. So maybe this will give you guys some peace because we are supposed to be communicating with the other side. We've just had a lot of people who have made us afraid and made it seem like it's demonic. It's not demonic. We just have been conditioned to believe that it is. The spirits, some of them don't even know that they're here. They're sharing the same space as us in a different frequency. Others of them are just visiting. So don't get freaked out. Okay. I hope you enjoy this, and I will see you soon.
So, if you would visit our YouTube channel at Tap In with Ty and Jeannie to see exactly what orbs look like, how they show up, and where you can find them in your everyday life, and how you can start to communicate with the other side and what that looks like. Thank you for tuning in, and I hope you enjoy the episode. And let us know in the comments if you do try out seeing orbs in your home or in your surroundings in everyday life. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. Until next time. Bye-bye.